Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two Chicago Park District employees managed to escape serious injury when their salt truck slid on an icy lakefront path and fell into Lake Michigan. It took hours for the city to fish the truck out of the water, and WBBM's Brandon Eisen has more.
They were salting the bike path for people that might be out running, says Chicago Fire Department Deputy District Chief of Marine Operations Jason Locke.
When they hit a slick spot of ice, the vehicle lost a little bit of control, started sliding on the ice, and entered the water.
Quick thinking on the part of both park district workers allowed them to escape unharmed before the truck went into the water, but Locke says it could have been a lot worse.
They could have gone in and then they could have had hypothermic, could have become hypothermic, a lot of other things could have happened.
Fire and police were dispatched and the truck has been removed from Lake Michigan. Locke adds that with high lake levels right now, the water comes up on the bike path. It might not look dangerous, but it could be a sheet of ice.
Where anybody can slide, and then it's at an angle here, so you could slide right into the lake just like this vehicle did.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9.